When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan Alugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Friday, August 9th. We already did our full big game preview, Jaguars versus Chiefs, preseason week one opener. But in this show, I wanted to talk specifically about backup position battles, because there really are no battles in the starting lineup, in my opinion. I just don't think there are. Looking at this Jaguars roster, I think that everything is locked in when it comes to the starters. So we're going to look at the backups here, look at competitions throughout the roster. I'm excited to get into it. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Shout out to all of our channel members. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for everyone that tunes into these shows. Couldn't be doing this without y'all. So I'm excited to be able to do these types of previews. Once again, we're getting into real football, if you want to call preseason that. I do consider it real football, because even though there's not game planning and scheming, these guys are fighting for their livelihoods, fighting for jobs, fighting to be a part of this team, and if not part of this team, trying to put out good auditions, resumes, whatever you want to call it, for the rest of the NFL. So I think it's really exciting for all these position battles, depth battles here in Jacksonville. So we're going to start with corner. I think that looking at this group, obviously you have your two starters. You also have Jarian Jones. That's three players who are not going anywhere. You drafted DeAndre Prince, and he's been playing pretty darn well. I don't think he's going anywhere. So that's four, right? You also have Christian Braswell, who was drafted a couple years ago, had been injured a lot, but he's clearly been the Jaguars' third or fourth best corner in camp. So I don't think he's going anywhere. So you've got Buster Brown. You've got Amani Oruwariye. You've got Tavon Campbell, Trey Flowers, Eric Hatlett. There's a lot of guys fighting for maybe one spot. So I think watching these guys, I think Buster Brown came in as someone who a lot of folks, including myself, thought would be higher on the depth chart. I think he's looking like he's in danger a little bit. But I think all these guys are going to be fighting and having to show what they can do when the lights come on, right? Backup edge is very fascinating for me as well. You have Rasheem Green. You have Travis Gibson. I think those two guys are the most experienced in terms of the NFL and what they've done in this league, actually showing that they can get the job done. DJ Coleman, though, is a guy the Jaguars really like. He came in last year as an undrafted free agent. He's been in the backfield a ton. They just signed Breeland Speaks, who led the UFL in sacks last year. Will he be able to play in this game after just being signed by the team yesterday? I don't know, but if he is able to play, it'll be against the team that drafted him in the second round. He's obviously got some skill to work with. You've got Miles Cole, who you drafted in the seventh round this year. To me, he seems like a player that probably should get redshirted. You also have Raymond Johnson. So a lot of competition, backup edge. I think you've got two starters at edge, and I think you're going to have two backups make the 53-man roster. So a lot of guys fighting for a couple spots, in my opinion. Backup wide receiver, this is going to be such a hotly contested position. I think probably Tim Jones is going to make it because of special teams. That's the direction they've gone for some time. Now, who else is going to make it? Anyone? I don't know, because I think you have your five wide receivers locked in. I think you have, obviously, your top three, Christian Kirk, Gabe Davis, Brian Thomas Jr., Devin Duvernay is locked in. I think Parker Washington's locked in as well. So that's five. Do you keep six? Do you keep seven? I don't know. Personally, I think Tim Jones should be expendable. I think he's a guy you could put on your practice squad, and that's no shade on him as a special teams player. He's very good, but somebody who I don't think if you try to practice squad him, somebody else is going to be, you know, chomping at the bit to add him to their roster. Maybe I'm wrong. Don't know, but I think that they probably will keep Tim Jones, even though I'd probably go in a different direction if I was running things. But I think it's going to be fascinating to see Elijah Cooks and Joshua Cephas. I think they're both going to get a lot of targets throughout the preseason. I think they're both going to get a lot of targets tomorrow night. These are two guys I really want to see play because they're good receivers. Elijah Cooks, just that big-bodied guy, but has a little bit more athleticism than you would expect for someone with his size and length. And Joshua Cephas, a very well-rounded receiver who has good size and length overall, but also a very good route runner. He's kind of professional in terms of doesn't have a lot of wasted movement, has quick feet. He's explosive. He doesn't have the best long speed, but he is an explosive player with length. So I think those two guys are going to be fascinating. And obviously, if Tim Jones gets some targets, can he make the most of them? I don't think he's necessarily safe, but
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
If I had to cut the roster down today, I think the Jaguars probably would keep him on the 53. Backup tight end, I think, is interesting because if you're a team that runs a lot of 12, which the Jaguars are, you know, two tight ends on the field, could having four tight ends make sense? Maybe. I think three are locked in. Obviously, Britton Strange, you drafted last year. Evan Ingram's your starting tight end. And Luke Farrell going into the final year of his rookie deal. He has shown to be a reliable, competent football player for them. But you have Josiah DeGuara, who's been playing really well. You have Bowman as well, who has gotten called out by the coaching staff as someone who's played well. Do they keep four tight ends? I'm not sure. You also have Myrick, who they just added after you had the injury to Murtaugh. Backup running back, I think you're locked in with four. But I just have to talk more about Jalen Jackson because I think he belongs in the NFL. I want to see him ball out. I really do. I think that looking at Jalen Jackson, the way he's performed throughout training camp, if you didn't know anything about who was on the field, who had priority, you'd say Jalen Jackson certainly looks like one of the top four running backs on this football team, bottom line. But you want to see it in the preseason, and he's probably not going to be in Jacksonville, but some teams should be signing this guy to their 53-man roster, in my opinion. I think he's that good, and I want him to show that in this preseason game. I honestly think the offensive line and defensive line are pretty locked in. When I talk about defensive line, I'm saying like the defensive tackles, not necessarily the edges, because like I said, I think the backup edges may be a little bit up for grabs. Some guys need to really prove themselves, but I think OL and DL are locked in. Four guys at offensive tackle. You got your two starters. You got Walker Little. You got Javon Foster not going anywhere. Interior, you've got Mitch Morris, Luke Fortner, Ezra Cleveland, Brandon Scherff, Blake Hance, Cooper Hodges. Tyler Shatley's certainly on the chopping block this year. I don't know if he's going to make it. And he told Hacker last weekend that he's going to retire after the season. So we'll see if maybe does he not make it. Does he stick around on the practice squad? I don't know how that would play out. And then at defensive tackle, Eric Armstead not going to play, obviously. But, again, we're talking about I think the OL and DT are locked in. Armstead, Hamilton, Mason Smith, Roy Robertson-Harris, Jordan Jefferson, Tyler Lacy. I think you've got 10 offensive linemen, 10 defensive linemen. That's how it's going to go. Again, four edge players. You've got your two starters locked in, two guys or two spots probably up for grabs a little bit. I think they'll keep five off-ball linebackers as well. You have your two starters. You have Chad Muma, who, according to the depth chart, is maybe a starter at weak side linebacker. Sam, Bentrell Miller, I think they're going to keep. I think they're going to keep Caleb Johnson because he's such a good special teams player. And then could you see Abdullah be on the outside looking in? I'm not sure. I think safety is fairly locked in unless they plan to place Andrew Wingard on the IR after the season starts. We'll see how that plays out. They haven't indicated that that's the case at all with Andrew Wingard, but it's something we've seen them do in the past. If there is a safety spot up for grabs because of that injury, I think you got to be watching Adrian Amos. Obviously, Josh Proctor was a rookie they got in undrafted free agency that a lot of people thought should have been drafted. You got to look at also Terrell Edmonds. So we'll see if those guys are able to make some plays out there. My final thought here with the depth competition in this contest, is there a real competition at backup quarterback? When they traded for Mac Jones, I would have said, you know, he's probably the backup. Would they keep three? We don't know the answer to these questions yet. The Jaguars generally keep two. Could they try to practice squad C.J. Beathard? He's going to get the number two reps in this contest. Mac Jones is listed as the backup on the depth chart. Not a lot of this makes sense to me. I don't know exactly what's going on here, but I will say I don't think Mac Jones should be a starter in the league, but I think he's a better backup than C.J. Beathard. I think he has just a little bit more arm talent, some more juice, can fit the ball into tighter windows. Can just do more from an accuracy standpoint as well. And I think he has a little bit more movement ability within the pocket. I just think he has a little bit more than what C.J. Beathard can bring at this point in his career. He's dealt with some injuries. He's getting a little older. I think Mac Jones should probably be the guy, but we'll see what happens out there. If there's a legitimate competition, it's going to matter who's looking better under the lights. We'll find out tomorrow night. Maybe I'm wrong about this stuff. Let me know what you think in the comment section below. Really appreciate y'all tuning in either way. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.